Welcome, DLH, to our DLH Insights podcast. Welcome back to our next episode. My name is Porter Lessive. I'm the CSR specialist here, and we are here to bring you insights across DLH. And we're very excited for this episode because we have Erica Parker with us. So, Erica, hello and welcome. Thank you so much for being with us on this episode. We're very excited to explore all that you have to offer here at DLH. So I'm really excited. And I actually I don't think we've met in person. We've only had events going on here and there with DLH. So it's really nice that I get to chat with you finally. I would love if you could jump in and introduce yourself. That would be fantastic. And maybe tell us where you are, maybe a fun fact or something that you'd like to share with our listeners.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you so much for having me. Good afternoon. And we have not formally met until now, which is great. But just having interactions through just different community service things that I've attended. So definitely just a pleasure to be here with you. So I've been with DLH for quite some time. I actually originally started in 2013 as a temp with social and scientific systems, working in the call center. And so that's kind of where I got my foundation and just learned, you know, more about research and different studies, and then became permanent on staff in 2018. And so I've been working as a research assistant since then, really just loving the work that I do, transitioning from, you know, when social and scientific systems was acquired by DLH, and now just all of us being, you know, DLH. I've been just learning and growing to love the company and what they stand for and their values and how they've treated me. I've had so many opportunities working here to, you know, get my PMP and just meet and work with a bunch of great people. So I like to say this is very rare, but I definitely love my job. I love the company that I work for. I love the team that I work with. And I actually even enjoy my boss. So I'm a happy camper.
That's always a plus. That is always a plus. For all of those listening, I did not pay Erica to say any of that. So that was genuine. That was authentic.
That is truly how I feel. I feel very blessed. And I get to work from home.
Which is always a big plus. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. That makes me very, very happy and also hopeful, because I've only been at DLH for not quite 2 years, but just seeing how I have a lucky position where I get to meet so many different DLHers, and everyone is always so happy, so nice, and they're just so passionate about the work they do. So it's always nice, Erica. You are seem to be one of those one of those other DLHers that feels that way. So it's really great to witness that and be a part of that community. So thank you for all of your service within SSS and then DLH now. Sounds like it's really grown and you along with it. So that's awesome. And you mentioned that you're a research assistant. So what does that look like for you at DLH? Like, what kind of research do you participate in, or do you have a particular favorite that you tend to gravitate towards?
So really I'm on a project management team. And so the study that I work for, I really just kind of help the day-to-day of, you know, keeping the study going. And there have just been a number of different study topics that I've been able to just experience, one of them being agricultural health. I've worked with a pharmaceutical study. And then my main study is actually a breast cancer study. So that's what I've had the most experience with. Working with that study population initially when I first started. And then, like I said, now moving towards project management, really heavy on the communications, managing a lot of the communications with that study cohort. So it's been great. And I'm always just open and willing for, you know, new opportunities and, you know, dabble wherever I can in any other research study.
So you have your hands in a lot of different baskets then. That's awesome. Yes. It sounds like that's bringing a really holistic view to the research and some of the applications that you get to participate in. So that's really cool, first of all. And then with breast cancer in particular, that seems to be a really deep running passion for a lot of DLHers here, whether they're came here seeking out to participate in breast cancer research, or maybe they themselves have a connection to breast cancer, whether going through it or a family member. And I hear that often here at DLH, that is just a very near and dear topic for a lot of individuals. So thank you for your work on that. Really appreciate it, because just seeing the impact is pretty intense. So I had actually met one of my friends, my former coworkers at a different organization, and I hadn't seen her in a really long time. We serendipitously ran into each other at the farmer's market, and I asked her how she was, and she just started sobbing because she was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. And it was totally out of the blue. She was obviously very, very upset. And she was feeling very uncomfy as she was going into like some of the initial doctor's appointments and all that stuff. So she was just really acclimating to the news. And so seeing that impact for her was just pretty intense. And so it's really wonderful being at a company that tries to help make that environment more comfortable to the extent possible when you get that kind of news. Have you witnessed any of that feeling, or is there any of that sensation within the work that you do that you witness?
I mean, like I said, when I started out in the call center on the phones, interacting with the participants in the cohort. And so you kind of hear that on a regular basis. And you just have to put yourself in the position to be there and to be a listening ear. And so it's kind of like a double-edged sword, because, you know, you get the opportunity to be there and comfort them and know that, you know, the work that you're doing is something positive and that's going to help change, you know, the outcome, health outcomes. But you're still in the midst of it, and you have to provide that sympathy and empathy for that person, you know, right then and there. And it really just becomes a work of passion, because it's either something that, you know, either you experienced yourself or someone close to you. And so you're definitely able to have that genuine empathy with, you know, the individual that you're speaking with. And even now, I'm not on the phones as much with the participants, but just in hearing other interviewers as we're doing different training sessions, and they're sharing with us, you know, their experiences with the ladies, and it definitely still just continues to hit home. And like I said, really makes it a work of passion, something way more than just, you know, coming in and making a paycheck, but really actually, you know, doing work that matters. And you know that it matters for, you know, the people that you're interacting with, and it really does. It has a future impact, you know, so it makes it worthwhile.
Absolutely. And that's a very emotional participation that you have to have in order to navigate that, but then also remain objective with some of the research, the science, the study, like making sure that you're being balanced, I guess, where you're really honoring the emotional aspect of what that experience is, and then trying to work through some of the resources available. While you were sharing that, I was curious, you kind of mentioned speaking with people, some of your application or the capability you offer is communications. Do you see like a real sense of community within this work in particular, both maybe internally at DLH, but also like with some of your exposure with the research externally? Like how does community come into play with any of it?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think that our DLH, the employees, as our colleagues, we form a community, we form a family, because we're all kind of exposed to these very heartfelt, they really hit home type of situations. Yeah. And we all have different ways of coping, but we all also come together and are able to either celebrate the work that we're doing, and then also, you know, able to comfort each other and just dealing with the everyday highs and lows, ups and downs of working with a population that is experiencing hurt. And so when I think about a celebration that we had, for our study, and we were able to celebrate the longevity of it, and we were all able to celebrate, and we were even able to have input and feedback from our participants and hear, what the study meant to them. And that just brought us, all together as a community. You feel a sense of pride, because it's like, wow, this is what we've done together. And, that feels really good. And it brings in people from, all different parts of the study, whether you're in data, or whether you're in research, or whether you're in the call center, or, whether you're, regardless, whether you're in fulfillment, we all kind of come together for a common goal, and it makes us a big community. It makes us a big family, and we all have that shared passion and that shared commitment that what we're doing is greater than just us individually.
Wow, that you really hit on like the camaraderie that you're forming. And then it's so powerful even just hearing you talk about the long-lasting impact and then seeing or hearing even the feedback from participants or people involved that might not be a part of DLH but are involved in this journey of navigating breast cancer. That is powerful. Like being there for them and then hearing probably some tears maybe, but like probably tears of appreciation and gratefulness that people are working towards solving this common thing that is breast cancer and the experience that comes with it. So that sounds very powerful.
It definitely motivates me, and again, it just drives me, and it makes it hard for me to even think about leaving.
Well,
I've been
that's
here for
nice.
so long, and it's like sometimes you feel like, man, like I should be
Something
looking
you
for,
built.
something else, but you just think about, all the benefits, and I'm just like, wow, like I really don't have a reason to leave. Like I love what I'm doing. It's fulfilling to me. And, it's a good thing. I couldn't ask for anything better. I didn't know that I would land here, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be here, and it means a lot to me.
Yeah, you've really built something. Like that is the really cool thing of having that life cycle where you've been with something for so long, where you were there at the start when things might have been challenging or getting things off the ground and
For
seeing
sure.
all those roller coaster moments along the way. But I just imagine that powerful moment closing that life cycle of seeing the impact you've made. That's really awesome. And of course, we want you to stay at DLH. That's always just nice because then we get to have all these moments like what we're having right now, Erica.
Yes,
Oh man,
it's
that's awesome. Well, I noticed, so, and our listeners won't know this because they can't see you, but I noticed you're wearing your DLH Cares t-shirt. So that was a cool, subtle
good.
shout out, everyone. If you don't have a DLH Cares t-shirt, we'll see you at the next event and you can get one. But I was thinking about our DLH Cares opportunities with breast cancer, and I wasn't able to go, unfortunately, but I know we had an event with a local nonprofit in the Durham area called the Sisters Network. So I was wondering if you could talk more about the Sisters Network and honor your DLH Cares t-shirt that you so kindly wore for the episode.
Yes, I've been familiar with the Sisters Network through I mean for a few years now, probably several years now. There was another coworker who introduced me to the Sisters Network. Her mother was a part of it, and so I had started volunteering with them because, of course, being here, breast cancer is a passion of mine. And so when we had did a particular celebration and they showed up, I was like, oh my goodness, like I love these ladies. They're such an awesome organization in the community, really in the Durham or Triangle community. I mean, they're like boots on the ground. They go to the women who have breast cancer. I know some of the events that I've attended with them. Some things are just fun, like fun fundraisers. I know they did like a line dancing thing that I have been a part
Oh,
of, really
cool.
just promoting health, among the ladies, not letting your disease get you down, still being active and moving about and, still living life despite the challenge that you're going through. But there's also another event where they had meals and we were walking. They knew where the people in the community lived, and we're walking like to particular addresses, delivering the food to people who needed it. And you could tell that the people were just, the people were just so grateful. And so when they came to an event that we had, just celebrating, one of our studies, and they were just, talking about their organization and how they help the people in the community, help them with, getting mammograms and helping them with transportation. I mean, it was a wonderful opportunity to see, even just in right in our community, partners in this fight against breast cancer. So they're awesome.
They absolutely are. I totally agree with you. And to all the listeners who might not know Sisters Network, we will definitely provide a link when we publish this episode, because they are so worthy of advocating for and elevating their mission. I think actually that they are the, I think they're the largest national Black breast cancer organization specifically. I think they hold that title. I might have to fact check myself on that, but I'm pretty sure they do. And
I
they,
think you're
you're
right, yeah.
right. Yeah, Erica, they just cover such a wide range of boot on the ground impact, like really advocating for change, for making sure that we're talking about breast cancer. I think sometimes there's this sensation that it's a taboo to talk about the experience people are going through, and really trying to find community can sometimes be frightening or daunting. I mean, thinking about my friend who I shared earlier in the episode, she was tentative to reach out to organizations like Sisters Network, and I actually sent her the link to Sisters Network. I was like, I've learned so much about this organization. I don't have the experience of going through breast cancer, but it really looks like they are getting it right. And so I had shared it with her, and so she, I'm hoping she's able to maybe just check it out and see if it fits for her or not. But I think Sisters Network has really developed that, for lack of a better term, network of resources and advocacy so that we can continue to talk about breast cancer. Because it affects so many different people. I mean, Erica, you'll probably have better statistics than I do, but breast cancer is extremely prevalent and it happens globally. And so, how do we continue to have those inclusive conversations and really advocate for the empathy, for the science? And for people to come together and feel like they're not alone in their journey.
And that's another thing I love about Sisters Network is they just really embrace you, right? It's like you have these wide range of women and they just draw you in and pull you in, and they're ready to love on you and hug on you and tell you what to do. I can remember they were actually, they had one of the booths at the Women's Health Awareness that DLH is a part of, and they had their table set up and they had the little breast there, and they're showing you how to do the self breast exams. And I
Nice,
mean,
good for
they are
them.
like hands on. They're not just handing you a pamphlet. They're like drawing you in, teaching you what to do, and just making it just very tangible in real life. And so I think that can help you feel comfortable coming to them if you have questions or if you have a need. I think it helps to make them accessible. Just their personalities and how forward they are about teaching you and showing you and raising that awareness, which is really important, especially in our Black community. And I think that as time goes on, I can see that being more prevalent. I know that like my grandmother had breast cancer, and I don't think it was something that she had ever talked about,
Sure,
but then I can remember my aunt, who is kind of more in the medical field, and she's, a little bit more, vocal about it. And now that it's down to me, and I have some sisters, and we've all had our own kind of breast scares, and we've shared that with each other, and we're letting people know, like, look, this is what you need to do. And so I think as time goes on, the awareness will, hopefully just continue to grow.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's really great that we can build the network of impact that way through conversations exactly like this, hopefully some of our listeners might feel inspired to go home and have these conversations. Maybe they'll check out Sisters Network to learn about their own bodies, maybe share what they learn so that there can be some proactive vigilance, but also know that there really truly is this community for space, safe space for you to experience this journey with other people who might have gone through something extremely similar, and just know that you're held in that space to have that experience. So I mirror some of what you were saying earlier, Erica, of just feeling really proud to be at an organization or within a community and just in general who cares so much about this. And not just this, but a lot of the studies that we do here at DLH, not just breast cancer, but there's so many other topics. They just keep going on and on. And so it really is wonderful to talk about them and to hopefully make a difference at some point. So I really appreciate that, Erica. Well, we are just about out of time, but I was wondering, Erica, is there any last remarks that you would like to share with DLH or even just in general about yourself? We've got a couple more minutes here and then we will close out our episode.
I think I said enough.
Not to put you on the spot. You know,
about how much I appreciate the organization that I work for and, you know, the work that we do just across so many different platforms, so many different ways that we're touching people. I know that when I kind of first heard about, you know, first learned about DLH, and I'm like, okay, we do defense on one end and we work with like early Head Start on another end.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh my goodness, like, who are we? Like, we're like this unicorn of a company that's just like, you know, doing so many great things. And I'm just proud to be a part of it and excited to continue to grow with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think our next iteration of DLH Care shirts need to have unicorns on them now that you just mentioned that.
That would be great. That would be so befitting.
Yes, that's awesome. Well, perfect. Thank you, Erica, so much for your time, for sharing your story and your experience both in and out of DLH with us. Really appreciate it. Hopefully you'll be able to continue these conversations with colleagues and maybe some new colleagues that are listening here. Please reach out to Erica. She's really cool. So we want to keep these conversations going and keep an eye out for those unicorn t-shirts because I think that would be really cool to have.
Thank you so much, Porter.
Awesome. Thank you, Erica.